On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
It has been an incredible season at Bolin Stadium for Nebraska softball, and we are beyond pleased to be joined by head coach, longtime head coach, successful head coach, Rhonda Revell in studio. Rhonda, good morning. Thanks for being here.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
I know the season's still going, but like already, like congrats on what it's been. I mean, Big Ten regular season champs, Big Ten tournament champs. I know you have bigger goals than just that, but unbelievable year so far for you guys. It has to be awesome working with these, with this team.
You know what? It's been special every day, even if it's not a game day. So that's half of it, really, right there. You know, we can talk about the success on the field, but you know, the way they've showed up every day for each other, the way they've showed up every day to practice, it's just, you know, we've used the word joy and joyful a lot, and they've used it, and it's really real. It's not, those aren't just words. So that, it's really fun, and we just want to ride this thing as long as we can.
I got one question out of the bat that's, and Bill's going to appreciate this. I hope Bill wasn't going to ask it. I noticed it on TikTok after you won the Big Ten tournament. You guys sing Delta Dawn.
Whoa. It's one of my favorites. My first song I've ever played on the show.
Okay, well, first,
where did that come from?
Okay, first of all, you two give each other a lot of crud, don't you? Okay,
yeah.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
Oh, we do.
Okay, now that the Delta Dawn thing is out of the bag, you're going to hear the full story.
Okay.
Okay.
I have one karaoke song.
Delta Dawn. That's it.
Makes Bill
What's
so
that
happy.
Flower you have on?
And it is the Tanya Tucker version.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Okay, because there are other versions. Yeah.
Don't even get me started.
And I first sang it in public on the tour to Nebraska in 2013, I believe. Hey. So, you know, and I was with a band at the time, so the music sort of drowned out the fact that I really can't carry a tune. So every player probably since that time that has played for Nebraska has known that song.
Oh, God, really?
Yeah. So this team took it to another level, and they learned the words. So when we've had special moments on the bus, mind you, like in a really private, intimate setting.
Yeah, it's a great sing-along song. Oh, it's
good. We've sang it.
Hey, didn't Helen Reddy sing it too?
She did, yeah.
You don't like the Helen Reddy version?
No, because Tanya Tucker is like,
yeah.
Oh.
Don't get me started.
Okay.
We know Bill loves that version.
It's Tanya Tucker. I don't
Helen
even know.
Helen Reddy sang it very well.
It's like, it's nothing like wrong with raspy, Helen. It's spiritual, it's all the things. And so here's what I'm going to tell you. When it came on in Maryland.
Oh, it came on.
From the press box.
Oh, okay, I thought you. Okay, that's
no. Somebody queued it up, so somebody you know let the secret.
Somebody let the secret out.
Oh, yeah. That's
they had
what
some intel. Huh?
It wasn't. Now, could it have just been they played Helen?
No,
no,
no, no,
no,
no.
Come on, Sip.
Delta Dawn, I should say.
This,
Delta Dawn.
My whole life just changed, Rhonda. I'm telling
Bill
you,
loves
it was the first song I played on the show. I go. And then
you sang it.
Yes. And
you
then I had a band come play at the alumni for us, and I made a deal with the band that they had to learn Delta Dawn before. It's just the greatest. The whole everyone sings it. If we were at Sidetrack in 1992 and Delta Dawn came on, people were belting that baby. And it's the Tanya Tucker version.
Yeah,
thank you.
Yeah. And Bill, who knew we had this connection?
Yeah. We didn't know this.
Like,
we've known each other for 30 some years and we have
it.
This.
I thought for sure you're going to ask her about it.
This is incredible. Thank you, Rhonda. I got questions. I got all kinds of questions. I go like so deep. Walk us through. I'm talking coaching now. So you guys have in football we have a meeting on Saturday game day. So I'm sitting there with Ed Ogeron or Urban Meyer, and you go through quick little plans of what's going to happen today, and the whole staff's talking. What are you and your staff saying 2 hours before the game? You have just your staff meeting, and you're talking about pitching. Rotate anything that's going on in this game, potential weather, winds blowing this, whatever it is. What are you guys talking about?
So I'll just kind of take you through our game day prep with our team too. Usually about 5 hours before first pitch, coaches have a meeting and we're talking about all of our defensive positioning and then other little things like, you know, we can maneuver our lineup around a bit because we've got a re-entry rule. So what could possibly happen in game? Because I call the pitches and it's like, if this is going to happen, we don't want to work through it then. We want to have it pre-worked through. Okay. And then at 4 hours before I meet with the pitchers, because I do call the pitches, and we go through the video and we go through the lineup of the opponents that we're going to face. And then we go right from there, that group, we walk into our team room and we're ready to watch video of the opposing pitchers that we're going to face. And we've done this as the week has unfolded, but it's kind of like our last touch up about how we're going to go about our offensive plan. Then from there, if we're away, we get on the bus and we go and do all of our pregame stuff. Or if we're at home, we go and start our pregame stuff. But that's kind of the countdown on game day.
Oh, it's an incredible amount of preparation. If people think, yes, go out there and play, you know, knock the ball around a little bit. And you have the pre-thinking of what might happen in game. And when you call pitches, it's like I'm watching you. It looks like it's Top Gun and you're running. The fighter pilots are out there and you're running. Because I watch you. And you're like almost looks like a podium or some place you have set up, right?
Ooh.
And she calls every pitch. Explain that.
I do. Well, I work really diligently to try to understand the offense that we're going to be facing, and then every pitcher, every hitter that we're going to be facing, and even nuances like how they respond when a strike gets called that they don't like, you know, or how they respond when it's a pressure situation, maybe an RBI situation. Just trying to, I mean, pitch calling, you know, obviously you have to have the pitchers that can deliver pitches, and we do, gratefully. Mm. But I feel an incredible responsibility to understand everything I can about who we're about to face so I can do the best job I can. Because I always say, as a pitcher, I knew this. A lot of times all you need is you need that one pitch that you need to take back, or the one pitch that really emboldened the moment. And so I feel that same responsibility as a pitch caller. So yes, there's a lot goes into it. Not a lot of sleep this time of year. And, you know, as we get ready for a regional, we have three opponents. You know, you've got to be pre-populated in your scout for all of them. I mean, you'll do tune-ups, but you've got to be ready for all of them because it goes quickly.
So your assistant coaches and your film person is invaluable now.
100%.
To put those cut-ups together.
And we all watch a lot of film. We just have our own areas of video that we're watching.
Wow. A lot of people don't know that you were a great closer.
Yeah. I don't know if great.
Well, you had the saves record for many years until
that makes you. That makes you great.
Oh, okay.
You know what?
This far, in, yeah. You know, when there's no video of me, I could be the best. Yeah. I could have been
no
the
video?
Best.
Is there any chance if we went to the mound right now? I'm saying, is there any chance that one of us could touch one of your pitches? If Steve Sippel,
mine?
Yes, one of yours.
If you were pitching against Jake right Sorensen now. Right now, I don't think.
Well, you know, I had a hip replacement less than a year ago, so I haven't thrown a pitch in a long time. But I'm certain. Here's what I am certain of. You couldn't touch one of the pitches of our pitching staff.
Oh, there's
no
doubt
of that.
There's no chance on that. I'm saying right now, Ronnie, go 1, 2, 3. She'd strike all three of us out.
Yeah.
Either of them. Alexis.
Could we get a foul?
Jordy.
I'd cut down. Just try to get something on it.
Well, for a slap
would be right.
That's a good idea to cut down your swing.
Cut down my
against Jordy.
Choke up.
No, you had the saves record, though, until Jordy broke it. What was the decision to put her in the bullpen at times?
You mean when she's out at first base?
What happened in the game the other day?
Yeah, so that's one of our lineup changes, and we know, you know, if she's going to be in a position to close late, then we've got it situated that we bring her out because she's going to need a little time to warm up, and usually she'll throw a little bit before the game just to make sure that she's loose. And what she's become so masterful at is being able to condense her warm up. You know, like a lot of times you see this with relievers in baseball. They get up and it's like 10 pitches and they're ready to go. Mm-hmm. She has mastered that. That hasn't been a thing in softball as much, but she's mastered that. And so, and mentally, she's just always locked in, and she's been on the field and she's been watching their hitters, and she's got a really good mind for the game. So, you know, I was super grateful on last Friday when Lex was able to close out that shutout against a very good Indiana offense. Mm-hmm. But we wanted to have Jordy ready. I mean, you know, if you've got that arm, why not have her ready?
Yeah. Steve, what do you call Jordy?
I used to
No, you compared her to a player.
Oh, Shohei Ohtani.
Yeah, yes, yeah, that's good.
So, well, no, I didn't. There was somebody on another college sports show that
you can
said
claim
she's,
that
she fun. Is the softball version of Shohei Ohtani.
But why don't they compare him to her?
I'm with you.
That's a good question.
That's what it should be.
That's fair.
I appreciate that.
That's fair.
Quick question. In the in football world, we call LRPs, limited role players, extremely valuable. Is there anyone that might pop up in this regional that might be a defense person subbing in late, a pinch hitter, a pitch runner, somebody that might not be the everyday conversation that all of a sudden it's going to be, you're going to be in the game late for defense, some type of situation?
Yeah, Natalia Hill is that person for us. Okay. You know, she comes into left field. Sometimes she starts in left field, just depending on how we can work our lineup. But she, you know, if you were to look on YouTube, you're going to find some exceptional catches that she's made this year. And we always sub her in late game if she's not in earlier. So she does a really great job in left field. And, you know, we'll be challenged this weekend because there are several left-handed hitters that go oppo, you know, and they go oppo with power. And so, you know, her role will be really important in that. And then, you know, it's funny, you know, Kennedy Williams is a two-way player for us and she joined us after the basketball season. But we're in January and we're doing these competitions. I just giggle at this. And so we've got our hit tracks. And so we're in the cages. But, you know, Casey Williams leads off with a double. You know, we've got two teams and two cages in competition. She leads off with a double. She goes, Kennedy's running for me now. And Kennedy's in the middle of basketball season. But to that point, that's how valuable she is as a pinch runner for us.
Gotcha. Now, I'm curious. You mentioned Jordy Fromm, obviously. Is you're listening to this podcast, so I know you've got a curious mind. Here's a helpful fact you might not know yet. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive save over $900 on average. Pop over to progressive.com, answer some questions, and you'll get a quick quote with discounts that are easy to come by. In fact, 99% of their auto customers earn at least one discount. Visit progressive.com and see if you can enjoy a little cash back. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $946 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2024 and May 2025. Potential savings will vary. Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. You've got weight loss goals, but hitting them is another story. Enter Weight Loss by Hims. It's designed to support you in losing the weight and keeping it off. And Hims now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. Through Hims, everything happens online. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door, no insurance necessary, and it doesn't stop there. Hims makes hitting your goals seamless by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and an in-app lifestyle and nutrition support like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Ready to reach your goals? Visit hims.com/earlybreak to get a personalized, affordable plan that gets you. That's hims.com/earlybreak. hims.com/earlybreak. Weight loss by Hims is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit hims.com.
Incredible player. I mean, Shohei Ohtani, but they should call him Jordy Fromm, right? Exactly. But Alexis Jensen has been incredible as
God,
a freshman
good
pitcher.
Job, Jake.
I don't know if anybody, you know, that doesn't watch softball in high school would know that she was going to be this good of a player. Did you see this type of season from her as a freshman coming in, Alexis Jensen?
I never like to, you know, say what numbers people are going to have, but I will say this, and I've said it before, and I'll say it again: nothing has surprised us. We've known her. We've known the kind of competitor she was since she was 9 years old. And she just kept growing. And that competitor and that love for softball and that love for Nebraska, you know, she just keeps feeding that. And the fact that, you know, she's been able to be on this team with so many veteran players has really, I think, probably given her some comfort to just go out and do her thing. And knowing that she has a team around her that, you know, like, we've got you. And she's just done a remarkable job, but she's a great athlete. She's also a very good hitter. But, you know, she spins the crud out of the ball.
She had 12 strikeouts at Indiana. Is that right?
Correct.
I believe.
Yeah.
Walk us through the any sort of time like that. You have challenges, correct?
Mm-hmm.
What is the pre-thought as a staff when we're going into it? And walk us through what goes through your mind on when I'm going to challenge and what's going on.
Challenges.
In a game or a player or what do you...
What's that? In game situation. I think I'm going to make this call. Or how do you... A lot of time you'll have in football... You'd all of a sudden they'd be, what do you see up there? I'd be in the press box. They'd be in the, like, haven't shown it yet. all of a sudden, like, oh no, he didn't catch that, and then we know to challenge. Yeah. So, and on basketball, people are behind the bench with their iPads showing, is like, we need to challenge this. When does it clue in for you guys?
We really have to rely on our players, because we don't have the electronics in the dugout, like, and we don't have people up in the press box. Okay. So we have to rely on the people that are closest to the play. And so, or if there's another coach that's close to the play, like let's say I'm over at third and it's a bang, bang play at first and we're on offense. Liv Farrell, who coaches first base, might say, you know,
yeah.
Or,
is that the signal?
Yeah.
Is that it right there? Oh, I love that.
That's boom. The signal.
Right there.
No.
Yeah.
You know, or if one of our players, let's say, makes a tag and they say they're safe, they're like, no, I got her. You know? So we really rely on each other.
Gotcha.
Do you have any thoughts? I mean, obviously an unbelievable season. One player on the All Big Ten team, was that a lot? That caught a lot of people's attention. Mm-hmm. Do you have any thoughts?
I don't. Okay, so let me just make this blanket statement.
Okay.
Numbers, rankings, batting averages. Like, I know more about the opponent than I do our own team as far as that goes.
I got you.
Where we really dig in as a team is how to be the best team and how to keep getting better and how to stay present in the moment and even try to block out the noise. And the noisier it gets, the more we try to come in and do that. And so awards are wonderful, and they're lasting, and you know, you tell your kids about them and all that. But here's what I will say is that I don't really get caught up in if it's a first teamer or a second teamer. They made it.
Yep.
You know, it's kind of like our academic All-Americans. They're still academic All-Americans.
Mm-hmm.
And I think all of our players, to a person, would say, hey, I would rather have our team continue to advance than my name to continue to show up.
That's what
you hope. And so I'm not trying to discount it. And, you know, if I won't speak about this publicly. Were there a couple disappointments? Absolutely.
Okay.
But at the same time, we're going to keep moving forward. And those individuals that I had disappointments about, I've told them that personally. Like, I would have made a different decision.
Yeah, in the grand scheme, it doesn't matter that
All Big Ten now. Back in the day, it was the Big Eight.
Mm-hmm.
Easier to make it.
Mm-hmm.
The number of teams.
Right. And there's
so 17 teams. You stop and think, does that each team have one great player? Because when you play other teams, whoever it is, you might play the team that might be second to last in the standings, and you go, they've got two players that are unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
And so that also has to make a difference. What do you want from the crowd and the fans, and what's this experience going to be? What do you want from them this weekend? It's sold out. This is it. We got a regional coming. We want a super regional coming. What do you want from the fans of Nebraska?
Well, I'm going to tell you something without naming names, and this will kind of speak to that. I actually got three different texts from television people that were not assigned to Lincoln and said, man, I was hoping I'd get Lincoln because I wanted to feel the energy at Boland Stadium. Okay. Think about that. Let's just pause. I was hoping I would get assigned to Lincoln because I wanted to feel the energy at Boland Stadium.
Mm.
These are people that are on the national level. They're at regionals. They're going to be doing television games, but they wanted to feel the energy at Boland Stadium. So,
wow.
Right. Exactly. These aren't local people that have been at a
national
games.
People you've known for years.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
And so, that's what I want. It's not even what I want. It's what's going to be.
Yep.
The electricity in that place, you know, and I always tell our fans, I mean, I always tell our players, we've been talking about this for 2 years, bring them joy and they'll be electric, you know?
What do you do? I know in football, in certain games you'd be in and be like, you had to really woe your players back. Like, don't spend any extra, because it'll feel different in warmups than it probably did in a game in March.
Yeah.
And so how do you get them to stick? Like, we have a routine. Our timelines don't change. There's nothing different going on. But that's hard if you're 19 years old and all of a sudden you're in this, and this fan base is the best in the country.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us how you approach your team of how to prepare themselves for what that place will be like.
Well, I've been talking to the media about we want to be boring. And it's really, we want to do that internally as well. You know, you stay with that same routine. You just really work to have that same, even though your insides might, to your point, your heart rate might be a little higher, your butterflies might be swarming a little bit faster. However, if you can work to just keep everything as routine as possible, and just even in practice, like some of the talks that we've had in pre-practice are talks we've been having every week all year long. It's like nothing's changed. In fact, Jordy said something to me the other day after practice, and I heard it. Like I heard it seven times after. Coach, it's really cool that you're just staying so calm.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
And that doesn't mean I don't have things jumping around in my gut, but if I can stay calm, then hopefully that starts at the top.
What is the routine? Do you guys stay in a hotel the night before a game?
No, actually not. Like, honestly, we did that one year when we hosted. It was a nightmare because we've never done that, so we're breaking our routine.
There you go. There's your routine, yep. Same thing. Do something different, and it gets way out of whack.
Yeah.
That is. Well, Rhonda, we appreciate you coming in the studio today. We certainly wish you the most luck this region, hopefully beyond that going forward. But it's been a fun run. I was at the Iowa game, the first one. Man, that was a blast. That was
Jake decided at that moment.
I said your energy level was just Jake, like, look at Ron. Your energy level was insane on the field. I couldn't believe it.
He disparaged Iowa.
He did. It's a little different.
I was there. It's not even close. Ron has got more energy.
He decided at that moment that you're a good coach.
No, he said, he goes, words in my, his exact
that's
words.
Words in my mouth.
He said, Ron is a good coach. That's what he said to us. Ron is a good coach.
We already knew that. I just saw my own eyes. 37
years.
You know, the energy was incredible.
I can go on with my day now knowing I know.
He said it to us. He looked at us and goes, Ron is a good coach.
I watched her. She's a good coach.
And I go, what was that? Energy. But I watched her. She's a good coach.
It shouldn't
so
take
in case
my
you're wondering,
awareness.
Ron,
it should take one game.
One game.
Well, okay. He's got one game, but let's date sip a little bit here. He covered our team as a beat writer when my hair wasn't artificially blonde.
It was real. You should have said that.
I don't care. I own it. Because if you go back in the pictures,
I didn't
realize how brown my hair was, and you had more hair.
Yeah. There's a
fired
photo.
One across the bow.
There's a photo. I still like the Helen Reddy versus Tanya Tucker
debate. That fight will be.
I am more Helen Reddy.
That fight is over.
Gosh, dang it.
Helen Reddy.
Delta Dawn.
She sang
Tanya
a good
Tucker.
Version of it.
No, it's
I
not
always
the
thought
same.
It was a Helen Reddy song.
Delta Dawn, yeah, Tanya Tucker. I mean, I went and watched her live and in person right down the street.
Wait, at Pershing?
No, right by Yaya's. What's that little place by Yaya's? It was a little.
At the Bourbon Theater.
Yeah, it was awesome.
How long ago was it?
Put my cowboy boots on.
Bourbon or?
Bourbon, yeah. Down here, yes.
Rhonda, you got this state on fire. I mean, you really do. You have the state on fire.
You
can't get more energy. The game of softball is just, like I said, it exploded. But it exploded here in this fan base. It's all that's talked about. I talked to you about the McManigles. Last year in the Tennessee game, and when we didn't have it on game, and he had it on his phone at Bubba's Bar in Lynch, and he stood up in front of the whole bar and held his phone up for us to watch and announced the game.
Awesome.
Rick did that, and then the place was packed. What's that? That was in Bubba's Bar in Lynch, Nebraska.
It's Lynch,
yes, and
Lynch.
Rick, yes. So if you ever want a free bulldog, the McManigles will get you one. You'll get a free bulldog.
Okay, I don't even know what a bulldog is.
The actual dog.
An actual dog.
Not a drink. Not a dog.
Oh, well, you said it was at a bar.
I get the confusion.
We probably didn't fill you in that they're also, they breed bulldogs.
Right.
And so they'll give you a free one if you want one.
Do not tell our players that. They want me to get a dog so badly.
Well, we know where to find one. We'll deliver one. Yes. It'll be fun. We'll bring him down to the field.
We can make that happen.
We'll make that happen.
Yeah.
Yes.
Rhonda.
Wow, what a time.
Thank you so much.
State's on fire, Rhonda.
Rhonda Revell, softball head coach. Yes. Good luck in the region zone beyond. The Drive is next. We'll see you tomorrow.
Oh, you guys were too much fun.